live in safe transportation.
Hey, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Raquel?
Yes.
Hi, Raquel. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. We spoke on Friday regarding getting some financing in place for your business. You got really busy,
yes,
and we never finished the conversation. I just wanted to get back in touch with you. Do you have a couple minutes?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you're looking for 15 to 20K for a bariatric stretcher and possibly some advertising as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I possibly would probably try to buy a car for taxi service.
A car for taxi service?
Yeah.
Okay, how much would the car run you?
I mean, check it out. You know, probably going to run me probably around $8,000 or something like that, but...
Okay.
You gotta go look at some more cars.
Are you getting it from a private party?
No, I'm getting it from a dealer.
Dealer? Okay. And you'd be using it just as a taxi service for your business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking at the stretcher, advertising, and the car. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What's your credit score like?
I think my credit score is good. Is that what it was, like 7-something, I think.
Seven something? Okay.
Yeah.
How do you normally pay for the equipment that you buy? Does your bank normally get you like equipment financing, or do the vendors offer you?
Well, from my bank, I have a credit line.
Okay.
My last stretcher I bought, I used from my bank. It was $5,000. I spent $4,000 on that stretcher.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what that is.
Okay,
it comes down to interest rate and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. If you qualify for traditional equipment financing, it'll be cheaper than your line of credit. So in other words, if you just want cash to use at your own, you know, disposal, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But if we qualify you for equipment financing, and we pay your vendors directly and you make payments to us, it'll be a lot cheaper. So perhaps for the car and maybe the stretcher as well, we can get you equipment financing. And then with the advertising, that will be more along the lines of working capital that we will deposit straight into your account, and then you can use that however you like. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, so the car would be around 8K. The stretcher, how much do the stretchers normally run you, 5 or 6K?
No, I don't really need a whole stretcher, you know. I have a stretcher. I just need the bariatric cot. It's the bed that goes with it.
Oh, okay, the bariatric cot. And how much do those cost?
Not a lot. It costs less than $1,000.
I'm sorry, how much?
It costs less than $1,000.
Ah, less than $1,000. Okay. Okay. Well, maybe we'll try to get you equipment financing for the car, and then we'll get you some more cash for the bariatric cot, and then your advertising. So, if the car costs $8K, how much in cash would you like, roughly?
Oh, to purchase it?
Yeah, for the stretcher or for the cot, I mean, and for your advertising, not including the car. How much cash would you like?
Just for the cot and what you said?
For the cot and for advertising. You said you wanted to do some advertising, right?
Yeah, but my advertising is not, I'm still researching and to see exactly what I really want to do.
Okay.
In reference to that, just that I could put on the, that I'm not sure about yet, but I think I'm going to definitely need a car. Definitely going to need the cot for the stretcher, and depending on how much money I get, I probably could pay off something. I'm not sure how much money.
Okay, so here's what I want to do then. Let me just get you approved for the largest amount available, and then depending how much you want to take, you can decide how much you want to take. So in other words, if we approve you for more than what you want, you don't have to take it all. You can just take what you want. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, I think that'll make the most sense in this case. Just a couple more pre-qualifying questions. What did you guys do in revenue last year? What was your gross revenue?
Last year I think we made like $250,000.
Okay. And what about this year? Are you guys on track to beating $250,000?
I didn't go look at everything yet.
Okay.
Well, soon I have to go see my accountant, but I didn't really.
Okay, just curious.
Yet.
Okay. And have you, for under your business, have you taken a business loan before?
Yeah, I did.
With the line of credit, right?
No, I have a line of credit, and then I have two of my vans that I'm paying for.
Did you finance those through your bank as well?
Yeah, one of them I financed. The van was $48,000, but I financed $25,000.
Okay, great.
And one was, and I think another one I owe probably $21,000 or something.
Okay. Now, for the car, do you have, like, a model that you're looking at, just so we can kind of get an idea? I know you don't have one picked out yet, but if you can kind of,
if you know you're looking at a sedan or something to help. I'm trying to look at a Mercedes, though, like, 211, but it's longer. Obviously, it will be able to do events, and then it could do regular transport in the daytime.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of background noise. You said Mercedes, what was it?
Yeah, I was looking at one of those Mercedes station wagons,
okay.
Cars, like, and I saw three at a dealer, so I'm going to have to, tomorrow I'll have the price for the car.
Okay, cool. How soon are you looking to get the car?
I'm going to look at them tomorrow. I saw three of them, so tomorrow I'm going to check them out.
Okay, if you can...
Like,
okay, cool. If you can get the application info back to me today, I should be able to get an approval for you by tomorrow. So that way, if you pick out a car that you like, we can get it done for you right away. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay, what's a good email address to send you the application info to, Raquel?
Living Saved Transport, LIVIN.
Mm-hmm.
SAVED.
Mm-hmm.
Transport.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay, LIVIN, SAVED, TRANSPORT @gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, let's see. In order to get you approved, it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, because it is a business loan, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Does that sound like stuff you kind of have readily available? Like, would you be able to get that stuff back to me today so I can get an answer for you by tomorrow?
I'm actually on the road. Right now I'm still working.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little bit out of town from where my office is at. So I'm not sure. I'm waiting on a client.
Not a problem.
Won't be ready.
I'm in the West Coast time zone, so I think I'm a little bit behind you as far as time is concerned. So if you can get it to me within the next couple hours or so, I should be able to submit it for you today to get you approved by tomorrow. Worst case scenario, if you don't get it to me until tomorrow, we should be able to get you approved by Wednesday. So that way, if you pick out a car that you like, we can get the ball rolling for you really quickly, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me, Raquel, before we get off the phone?
What's your company?
It's called Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is C-A-R-D as in David, I-F-F. And my name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N. Do you want to jot down my phone number so that way you can call me directly if you have any questions?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
And you could send me some information in the email on your company.
Absolutely. I'll include a link to our website, and then feel free to check out our Google Plus customer reviews, and you'll find my name in there. So obviously you want to make sure, you know, we're a legit lender and everything. We've been around for 12 years, and you can find a lot of information on our website as well.
What's your number?
It's 858-779- 0031.
385-877-90931.
Correct.
Okay, and the company is called?
Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Cardiff, D-I-F-F?
Correct.
Okay, Bank of Cardiff, okay.
Yeah, and then if you want, you can also find me on LinkedIn. Do you have a LinkedIn account?
No.
No, okay. Well, if you did want to find me on LinkedIn, you could just type in Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff, LinkedIn. Obviously, you want to make sure you're dealing with legit people and everything, which we are.
Okay.
Okay, Raquel, looking forward to helping you out. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the phone?
Well, I'm just wondering, I would have heard of the interest rate that I'm going to be, the interest rate that,
yeah. You mentioned that you financed some equipment before for, you said you got 5.2% interest?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try to do that or better. That's going to be for the equipment financing. And the working capital, the cash loan, is a little bit more expensive because it's not secured by the equipment. In other words, if you don't pay, you know, your bills for your van, for example, your bank can repo the van, right? Well, with cash, there's nothing for us to repo, so it's a little bit more risky. So that's why it's a little bit more expensive. But I'm going to get you a very fair rate, and I'm going to get you the best program that you qualify for. Does that sound good?
All right. We'll see.
Yeah. So like I said, okay, cool. So like I said, the equipment will be more like a traditional loan that you already have, and the working capital will get you qualified for the best program available to you. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, there's no obligation just for applying. Doesn't hurt your credit or anything like that. And then, just so you know, also these only go on your business credit report. They don't go on your personal credit, so it won't adversely affect your credit score. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, Raquel, well, I'm going to send you the email right now. Give me a call if you have any questions, and I'll be more than happy to help.
Okay, then.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.